This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. With much of the food industry, including restaurants and schools, shut down during this coronavirus, Washington potato growers are finding themselves in a terrible situation with 1 billion pounds of potatoes in storage that have no place to go. Washington Potato Commission President Chris Voigt says the potato pipeline is experiencing a terrible backup.
If you look at the Washington potato industry or communities, we're kind of unique because we have a very high concentration of potato processors, most of them being like frozen French fry type processors. They love being here in Washington because we got high yields and consistent quality. So 90% of what we grow is processed. Well, guess what? 95% of what they sell happens in food service locations. So restaurants, fast food establishments, school feeding programs, that type of thing.
And Voigt says when all of that shuts down, the ramifications for processors and growers are huge.
All of a sudden, I think that the processors, you know, sales were just tanking with all of the stay-at-home isolation restrictions in place and restaurants being shut down. And so they immediately called growers, and this is for the next crop, you know, the crop that we would harvest in the fall. And they said, just park your planters. Don't plant anymore because we're not sure if we're going to be able to honor our commitments to you.
Listen tomorrow when Voigt talks about the insurmountable financial hole growers are finding themselves in before potato season even begins.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington's Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.